This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abba, and welcome everyone to Koilel Agra de Perka. So this week, not only are we together with the branch in Queens, but all of the Agra de Perkas nationally, we're going to speak out an inyan relevant to Parshas Toldos, about the narrative of the Parsha. We have the Mar Mekoymos up on the Zoom screen, so if anybody wants to follow along, you can follow along. Also, the Mar Mekoymos have been, I sent it to Rabbi Yisrael Moskowitz, so if you could get your email address to him, then he'll be happy to send it to you. Or afterwards, if you subscribe to our email at office@rabbidg.com, we could get you the Mar Mekoymos. Parshas Toldos. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid befiv. Yitzchak loved Esav, literally, because his trap was in his mouth. V'rivka heves es Yaakov. V'rivka loved Yaakov. Simply put, Yitzchak loved Esav because Esav brought him food. Esav made a good barbecue. And certainly this requires explanation. Yitzchak being one of the Avos HaKadoshim, one would not expect that he would be persuaded by Achila, he would be persuaded by Basar, and yet the simple reading of the Pasuk, Kitzayid Befiv, that Yitzchak loved Esav, because Esav provided him with Basar. But even more difficult is the expression that Yitzchak uses in describing what Yitzchak should bring, what Esav should bring him. Yitzchak says to Esav, "V'ata sana chelecha," and now sharpen your vessels. Tel yecha v'kashtecha, your bow, your sword, your sword, your bow. V'tzei hasadeh, go out to the field. V'tzuda litzayin, v'asei limatamim, and make me tasty dishes. Ka'asher ohavti, like I love. I mean, would you expect Yitzchak to tell Esav, make me that steak that I love? I mean, would you expect the Gadol Hador to say that? Just imagine a great tzaddik in Bnei Brak in their apartment say to their son, make me that juicy rib steak that I love. That's not really an expression that you would expect, and yet that's exactly what Yitzchak Avinu says. What exactly did Yitzchak love about the basar? Can we say that Yitzchak physically enjoyed the meat? What exactly was that experience? And even when Rivka Imenu tells Yaakov to dress up like Esav and bring him the food, the pasuk says, "Lechno el atzayin, go to the sheep, v'kachli misham shnei gedoye izim toivim, bring me two good goats, v'esa oisa matamim, and I will bring." And I will make the dishes of Avicha Kasher Ohev, like he loves. So even Rivka Imenu, she also knew that he loved it. What exactly is this expression that keeps on repeating itself, that Yitzchak Avinu loves the meat? What exactly was he loving about the meat? It must have been really good. I mean, if Yitzchak Avinu loved it, it must have been really good. So what exactly is this expression? Now, another important diuk over here, if you look at number 3. V'ata b'ni shema b'koili l'asher ani mitzaveh oisach. Rivka Imenu tells Yitzchak. Rivka Imenu tells Yaakov. And now my son, listen to my voice. Why the emphasis, listen to my voice, to that which I'm commanding you? And again she says, v'toymer lo imoy. And his mother said to him, olai kelos b'ni, ach shema b'koili, listen to my voice. You know, if you want your kid to do something, you tell the kid and you say, do it. V'atavani, asei, ma'ashani amar. What's shema b'koili? What's that extra expression, shema b'koili? Now, one of the most interesting phenomena that we encounter over here is the fact that when whoever walks into the room, the comments that Yitzchak makes about them is about the way they smell. So, for example, it says, Vayigash, Vayishak loy, Yaakov approached, Yitzchak kissed him, Vayorach esreach begodov, he smelled the aroma of his garments, Vayivarchehu, and he blessed him, Vayoymer, Re'ei, Reach, Beni, Kereach Sadeh Asher Berchoi Hashem. Rashi says, Vayarach, what did he smell? Vahaloi Ein Reach Ra Yos Mishet Vizim. Nothing smells worse than goat hair. Elamelamed Shenichnasa Imai Reach Ganeden. So we see that as Yaakov walks into the room, the aroma of Gan Eden went in with him. And on the other hand, when Esav walks in, Vayecherad Yitzchak Charad Yudal Amoid, Yitzchak's very frightened. Vayoymer Mi Eifo Yuatzad Said Vayavali. So who was the first guy? Vayechal Mikol, I ate everything. Says Rashi, what was he astonished? What was he frightened about? Loshan Tmeo Med Roshoi, Ra Gehenim Psucha Mitachtav. He saw Gehenim. He saw Gehenim come from under Esav, and he knew there was something strange. So isn't that a little bit unusual? I mean, if your kids come to visit, you know, many people didn't see their families for almost a year, or maybe even longer after COVID. When your kid comes with his children and he enters your house, I don't think one of the first thing that you comment him about is the way he smells. Oh, you smell like Gan Eden, you smell like Gehenim. I don't think that's recommended parental practice to comment on the aroma of one's child. Certainly not in the beginning. You know, you smell the same, you smell different, you smell worse, you smell better. Why is Yitzchak commenting on the aroma of Yaakov? What's this all about? And, you know, if Esav, when he walked in, Yitzchak saw Gehenim, Psucha Mitachtav. Why was this? Was this the first time that Yitzchak ever sensed Gehenim in the presence of Esav? I mean, Esav brought him food; he brought him lunch every day, and we never find that Yitzchak was frightened because Esav walked in with an aura of Gehenim. So why Dafka Vayihi Hayom on this fateful day? All of a sudden, Yitzchak is scared because Esav walks in and Yitzchak feels Gehenim Psucha Mitachtav. Okay, so let's take one thing at a time. What does it mean that Yitzchak loved Esav? Kitzayid bepiv. Targum says, Urechem Yitzchak yas Esav. Are mitzedei hava achel. Yitzchak loved Esav because Yitzchak ate from his catch. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. The Ibn Ezra has a very remarkable understanding of this. Actually, last January, we had the zuchus. We did some research. And we went in the north, in Eretz Yisrael, to a Arab city, an Arab village. The name of it is Kival, or Kabul. And with the help of the Palestinian police, in cooperation with the Israeli government, I went to the kever of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is buried in the north with the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, with Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabriel, and also in that city is Micha Hanavi. It's actually pretty amazing. It's an Arab village in the north. If you want to see what it looks like, we actually have some clips on Torah Anytime. Now, many people think Ibn Ezra, he was a liturgical poet. The Kotzker says about the Ibn Ezra, he says he can't comprehend how it's possible for a human being to have such wide shoulders to shoulder so much Yirah Shamayim. That's what the Kotzker said about the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra said the reason why Yitzchak loved Esav, because Esav fed him, because Yitzchak was an ani ve'evyain. Yitzchak had no money, which is a pella. Yitzchak had no money. I mean, Avram Avinu was very wealthy. He was kaved ma'oid b'mikneh. But the Ibn Ezra learns Yitzchak made some bad business decisions and he lost all his money. And says Ibn Ezra, the proof that Yitzchak had no money is Vayivez Esav as HaBechayra. I mean, Esav's not a fool. Why would Esav just give up the Bechayra like that? It must be Esav made a cheshbin that the pot of beans that Yaakov Avinu was cooking was more valuable than the whole Yerusha that he could anticipate from Yitzchak Avinu. And therefore he says, so the Ibn Ezra learns that that Yitzchak had nothing to eat. He was an ani ve'evyain. And that's why he loved Esav. The Ramban rejects the Ibn Ezra. And the Ramban says that the reason why Yitzchak asked Esav to make him a barbecue is similar to when the Nevi'im would want to receive and attain prophecy. They would call a musician, they would have to be in the right frame of mind, they would have to be in the right state of mind, and they would utilize music and channel the power of music to, so to speak, commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would put them in the right frame of mind to receive prophecy. So to Yitzchak Avinu, when he wanted to give a bracha to Esav at the end of his life, he said, bring me some meat. That would put him in the proper frame of mind. However, Reb Tzadok HaKohen in the Pritzadik in Parshas Toldos, he's not satisfied with the Ibn Ezra's explanation that Yitzchak was poor, and that's why he loved Esav. And he's not fully understanding of that which the Ramban says, that he needed the meat to put him in the correct, proper frame of mind. He says it's one thing to have someone play music for you. So if somebody plays music for you, so you hear Shirois, Tishbachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the idea that Yitzchak Avinu needed music and needed meat, and somehow by eating meat, that would bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a gadol that he was in the middle of learning Tosfos, and he says, you know what, I'm not having enough devekos, bring me a hot dog, bring me a steak, that will be mizdabek me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not really something that you typically would encounter. And therefore, the Pritzadik, he does not understand the Ibn Ezra, he doesn't fully comprehend the Ramban, and therefore he offers the following pshat. It's an amazing pshat, it's based on a lamdus, but bear with me for a brief lamdus. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, Ha'ish mekadesh boy uveshluchoy, a man can get married through him and his agent. Ha'isha miskadeshes ba uveshlucha, a woman could get married through her or through her agent. And the Gemara asks, well, if a man could marry through an agent, so then of course he could do it himself. If a woman could marry through an agent, then of course she could accept it herself. And the Gemara says, the chiddush is, mitzvah boy yoyser mi b'shulchai. There's a bigger mitzvah to do it yourself. Even though you're allowed to do it through an agent, nevertheless it's a bigger mitzvah to do it yourself. And the Gemara brings many stories of Amoraim and Tanoim, who they would prepare for Shabbos themselves, despite the fact that they could have had somebody do the hard work for them. Asks the Ran, Bishlama, a man, we could say, mitzvah ba yoyser mi b'shulchai. What mitzvah is there to get married? Where in the Torah does it say there's a mitzvah to get married? The answer is the mitzvah puravu. So man has a mitzvah puravu, but a woman doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. There's no mitzvah in the Torah for a woman to have children. The mitzvah is for the man to have children. No mitzvah for a woman to procreate. So how could the Mishnah say mitzvah ba yoyser mi b'shulcha? A woman is not commanded to get married. Says the Ran, that even though a woman does not have a direct mitzvah to get married, she has an assist. Misayeya. She's a misayeya lidei oisei mitzvah. The same way, you know, Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos is mechadesh, that if someone does an avera, they get an avera. If somebody assists them to do the avera, they are called misayeya lidei oivre avera, even if it's not a situation of neiver leisite mechshol. Likewise, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, so lahavdil, the guy who gets a goal, he gets all the kavod, and the guy who passes it to him, he gets the assist. But same thing with the mitzvah. The guy who does the mitzvah, he gets the mitzvah. The guy who enables it, he abets, he facilitates, he gets the assist. So therefore, it's a mitzvah for a woman to get married, because what's the mitzvah? She assists the man in having a child. It's not her mitzvah, but she helps someone else do a mitzvah. With this idea, with this lamdus of the Ran, Reb Tzadok HaKohen says as follows. He says, you know why Yitzchak loved Esav's food? Because we know that even though Esav was a Rasha, nevertheless, there's one mitzvah that he excelled in more than anybody in history. The Medrash famously says in Bereishis Rabbah, we have it here on the sheet at number 14, Amar Rav Shem Gamliel, my whole life I served my father. I didn't serve my father even 100th that Esav served his father. When I served my father, I did it in, you know, regular clothing, my soiled garments. Esav put on a tuxedo, he put on a special begadim to serve his father. So Esav was the paragon of kibud avaim. And when Esav served his father, Esav was being mekayim, the great mitzvah of kibud. By the way, Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, you know why Esav served his father more than Yaakov? It's only natural. Because why is one obligated to honor their father? What did the father do for a person? The Gemara says, Aviv mevioi lidei chayi olam hazeh, the father brought you into this world. That's why the honor of a Rebbe is greater than the honor of a father, because the father brings a person into this world, the Rebbe brings someone into the world to come. By the way, there's a very frightening insight into this Gemara. Because the same way nobody ever came into this world without a father, nobody ever gets to the world to come without a Rebbe. You know, it's not enough to have books. It's not enough to hear a Divrei Torah. Somebody has to have a Rav and a Rebbe. The father brings somebody into Olam Hazeh, and the Rebbe brings into Olam Haba. So Yaakov Avinu valued Olam Haba. Esav valued Olam Hazeh. Who valued this world more than Esav? That's why Esav honored his father so much. Therefore, every time Esav brought food to his father, Esav was being mekayim, the mitzvah of kibud av. Was Yitzchak doing anything good? Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, you bet. You know what Yitzchak was doing? Yitzchak was facilitating the mitzvah of kibud av. He was doing the Ran's mitzvah. Esav was being mekayim kibud av, and Yitzchak was mesayei alidei oisei mitzvah. And that kedusha and that asiyas hamitzvah entered the very food that Yitzchak ate. The mitzvah, the zechus that Yitzchak was doing, that he was facilitating, the kibud av of Esav entered his food, and he loved it. He loved the time of the mitzvah. The proof is, says Reb Tzadok, that it wasn't the food, but it was the time of the mitzvah, was the fact that Yitzchak said, bring me venison, and Yaakov brought him some goat. Now, I'm not an expert. I never ate deer meat in my life, nor do I plan on it, or do I have any hasaga of wanting to. But I would assume that if I asked for deer meat and somebody brought me goat meat, I would be able to tell the difference. So why couldn't Yitzchak tell the difference? Yitzchak couldn't tell the difference between deer meat and goat meat. The answer is he wasn't even goyres tam olam hazeh. What he loved about the food was he loved the fact that his facilitation of a mitzvah was tasted, was experienced in eating that food. And that is why Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav. Now, we're going to explain this even further, because if you look in the pasuk, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, look at number 2. You could see it on the screen. V'yata sana chelecha tel yecha v'kashtecha v'tzei asade v'tzudali tzayid. The word tzayid is pronounced tzadi yud dalet, but it's spelled tzadi yud dalet hey. There's a hey there. There's a creek sieve. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, what exactly is the significance of this creek sieve? Why is there a letter hey there? And he brings a yesod from the Arizal that any time a word has a ois from the shame of Hashem, that indicates an extra degree of kedusha. Mashein kein, any word that is missing an ois from the shame Hashem denotes a lack of kedusha. That's why Ephraim is spelled chaser without a vav, because Ephraim was such a stingy guy. He lost the vav. He lost that ois from the shame of Hashem. Mashein kein Esav always fulfilled the mitzvah of kibud av. So his tzoyed, which was tzadi yudalid, was creek siv tzadi yudalid hey. Be it as it may, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, and that is exactly what Yaakov, what Yitzchak loved about the food of Esav. By the way, Reb Tzadok HaKohen brings an amazing thing in the Sefer Pri Tzadik on Beshalach, in number 16 on your sheet. And I don't know if we would have categorized this as Minog Yisrael, but Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, why is it Minog Yisrael, those who love Torah, and they want their children to be Tamei Chachamim, why is Minog Yisrael that the parents support their children after the chasana so that they should be able to learn. So I don't know that we would have categorized that as Minhag Yisrael. We would say, you know, that's a modern-day phenomena. That's just the reality of from Jewish life, that parents support their kids after the chasana so they could learn. Reb Tzalek says it's much more than that. It's Minhag Yisrael Taira. He explains as follows, that in order for somebody to be successful in Limud HaTorah, it's very important that the food that they eat is B'Kedusha. And that a person is ingesting a food which is Kadosh and Tahar. By the way, the Agra de Pirka brings, not to be confused with Agra de Pirka of the Koilel network, the amazing Koilel network. There's also a Sefer Agra de Pirka of the author of the Bnei Yisachar. And he writes, if I'm not mistaken, from Reb Nachum Mendel of Rimanov, that the phenomenon sometimes of kids that veer off the straight and the narrow, he says very frighteningly, is if the food that they eat was bought with money, which is not kosher money, if the money was earned unethically, dishonestly, then the food is like eating nevelos or trefos. And it's no wonder what the outcome of such a child is, he says. Again, you know, we can never judge any particular circumstance. I'm just sharing with you the idea that he says. And therefore, even more important for someone to become a Talmid Chacham, that he learns with Amelos and he learns with Yir Shamayim, he also has to eat food that's kosher food. And not only it's kosher food, it's bought with kosher money. Now, says Reb Tzalek HaKohen, when the children learn, they're mekayim the mitzvah of limud. But what are they eating? When the parents are supporting them, the parents are being mekayim the mitzvah of hachzakas Torah. The children are mekayim the mitzvah of facilitating hachzakas Torah. The ran. That's what Yitzchak was doing. The children are facilitating hachzakas Torah. That zuchus of hachzakas Torah gets into their food. They eat the food. The food has kedushas hamitzvah. What mitzvah? The facilitation of hachzakas haTorah. And memela, they grow up with Yerushalayim. So whatever they do the rest of their life, the foundation of their life is through food that was sanctified through the mitzvah of misayeya lidei hachzakas haTorah. Let's come back to Yaakov and Esav. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, this is Oyam and Oyra, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek, La Oylam Haba, Asked Reb Chaim Velazhiner in the Ruach Chaim, should say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek, Be Oylam Haba. Every Jew has a share in the world to come. What's to the world to come? You ready? This is a Yisoid that gives a person understanding and chizuk every single day of life. Listen to this comment of the Ruach Chaim. Says the Ruach Chaim, Hine Yodua. If you look at number 18, look at these words. It is known. Ki be'eis yale al rayoine ish lasois mitzvah. When it enters a person's mind to do a mitzvah, nase rishumay lamala. It makes a big impression in Shamayim. Umis oirer olav or makif meha kedusha. And it's aroused on a person, a light that encircles the person. V'soichech be'evrasai, and a person is protected in its shade. V'ha'adam mituvach, a person is in midst of this great armakif. Listen to this. So a person decides, you know, every Monday I learn from 9:30 to 11:30. Today, I'm going to learn an extra hour. Today, I'm going to go to the Gladstein Shir. So a person decides they're going to do a mitzvah. Once you decide you're going to do a mitzvah, you're surrounded by armakif, you're surrounded by kedusha, and that armakif gives a person chizuk and strengthens a person and assists a person to complete the mitzvah. Look at Reb Chaim Lezner. V'hu loy le'ezer, it will be an assistance. U'lesad le'goimra, to finish it, Kihu Yoshiv Kimoi Biganiden Mamish Mokoim Kadosh. And you're sitting in the Garden of Eden, you're sitting in paradise, in a holy spot. Vahakadusha Malbashtoi. Kedusha cloaks you. Val Yedei Gemara Mitzvah. By completing the mitzvah, Yoiser Mischazei Kalavush. The garment is even strengthened, is intensified. Umeir, the Ha'ar Mistalik Achachag Gan Eden. That light then gets deposited in escrow. And that's your Schar in Olam Haba. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, people make a big mistake. They think, okay, this is Pshat Olam Haba. I'm going to learn for an hour. When the hour is over, God gives me a ticket. And I'm going to take that ticket, I put it in my wallet, and at Lachar Me'edah Sim Shana, I'm going to hand Ribon Shem the ticket, and I'm going to cash in on my mitzvah. Yeah, that's not how it works. The way Olam Haba works is when a person decides to do a mitzvah, he's surrounded in light. He's surrounded in Kedusha. That Kedusha assists a person to complete the mitzvah. Then when you complete the mitzvah, the Kedusha intensifies. The Kedusha is strengthened. And you're literally in Olam Haba in this world. There's no separate Olam Haba. When you do the mitzvah, the Olam Haba comes down, it surrounds the person, a person is encompassed in Olam Haba. And then when the mitzvah is over, God takes that Olam Haba that you created and He stows it away for you to enjoy forever in the world to come. But on the flip side, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when a person does an Avera, then all of a sudden the Koyach Hara is misdabek by. And a person is surrounded in Gehenim Mamish. When a person does an Avera, Gehenim surrounds the person. The person is in Gehenim. It separates a person from Kedusha, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Avanoisechem, Mavdilim, Beini, Uveinechem. Like the Gemara says in Erevin, Amoik, Emek, Habacha, Shemamikin, Lohem, Gehenim. So it's not the Pshat, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, Gehenim. It's some concept in another world. We have no idea what it is. We'll figure it out when we get there. We'll savor it when we get there. But it's not something we've ever experienced. No. Adarabba. When a person has an idea to do a mitzvah, they are immediately surrounded in an armakif. And when you do the mitzvah, Gan Eden Mamish comes down on a person, and a person is surrounded in the Garden of Eden. And then the Ribono Shel Olam takes that and he stows it away for the future. And on the flip side, when a person does an Avera, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that's the Pshat Mitzvah Goyreres Mitzvah. You know why Mitzvah Goyreres Mitzvah? Because once you do a mitzvah, and you're surrounded in Gan Eden, so he says, V'hu Yoyshev Mamish K'moy B'Gan Eden, then in Gan Eden it's much easier to do more mitzvahs. If you're sitting in Borough Park, or in Cedarhurst, or in Muncie, or in Flatbush, it's not easy to do mitzvahs. But when you're in Gan Eden, it's much easier to do mitzvahs. That's a pshat, mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, Gan Eden comes down, when you're sitting in Gan Eden, so all you want to do is you want to do another mitzvah. By the way, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, the best way to save yourself from Gan Eden, the best way to save yourself from the Yetzer Hara, let's say a person feels a taiva to do an avera. Person feels they're about to get angry. They feel they're about to do an avera. The best way to save yourself from the Yetzer Hara, quickly do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, you're surrounded in armakif. Gan Eden comes down. Once you're in the armakif and Gan Eden comes down, you're not going to have the same cheshek to do the avera. It's an eitzah nifla. That when a person has a desire to do an avera, so go quickly do a mitzvah. Say a parak of Tehillim, learn a Mishnah, do something. Yikra Kriyashma, because when you do a mitzvah, then you're already surrounded in Gan Eden. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, as soon as you do the mitzvah, you're surrounded in Reach Gan Eden. Now, I don't know, I can't tell you. I don't know what Gan Eden smells like. But my Zeda, Zeratzak Devracha, he was a Talmud of Rav Menachem Zemba, Ben Bias Rav Menachem Zemba. He was a Rav in Pittsburgh for 70 years. He is a survivor of Auschwitz, Dachau, death marches. In his house, it smelled like Gan Eden. Now, I don't know, I was never in Gan Eden. But if you want to know what Gan Eden smelled like, you could go to my Zeda's house. Not only that, I have Sfarim from Izeda's house. They still smell Reach Gan Eden. Kol mi shaloi ra'azeh. They never saw really what Gan Eden was like. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says. When a person does a mitzvah, they are surrounded in Gan Eden. U'mitzvah geres mitzvah. Therefore, not kol yisrael yesham chilek bi'oilam haba. Bi'oilam haba is mashma. That, okay, you're going to live 120 years, and then when it's all over, you'll go to a new destination. No. Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelek Le'Olam Haba. Every Yid has a Chelek that when they do the mitzvah, and they're surrounded in Gan Eden at that moment, and then the Ribbon Hashem takes that Gan Eden and he stows it away, every Yid has a Chelek to go to Olam Haba. Through the Olam Haba, a person made and created and experienced in Olam Hazeh. I want to share with you a diuk in the Maseilas Yesharim. This is probably the most famous part of Maseilas Yesharim, and I've seen this many, many dozens of times, and not until recently did I realize this diuk. And this is a diuk of Rav Shlomo Volba. It's a diuk Oyoyim V'Noyra. Now, sometimes a person would say, what is this talking about? When I do a mitzvah, I don't feel like I'm an Olam Haba. And I don't think that's true. I think everybody, Kulei Alma Moidi, that there are times in your life when you're Mekayim a mitzvah and the experience that the neshama feels is unmistakably, that's Gan Eden, it's Olam Haba. There's a certain high, a certain Devekos, a certain Hislavos, that the only way you could describe it, doesn't mean it happens every day, and it doesn't mean a person's always in touch with it, but unmistakably, there are times in life where a person could look back and say, okay, I know, when I did that, when I did X, I was in Gan Eden. And on the flip side, I think everybody would be Maida. Kol HaKoyes, Kol Mine Gehenim Shaltim Alav. There are times that a person could say, okay, when I did that, it didn't feel like Gehenim. It wasn't similar to Gehenim. No. When that happened, it was Gehenim Mamish. That was Gehenim. And Rav Volba basically says that the reason why we're not always in touch, that when we do a mitzvah, that we feel like we're surrounded in Gan Eden Mamish, is the Rambam says in Chelek, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to be mezake us, and therefore he gave us many, many mitzvahs. So, and the Rambam explains that to get Olam Haba, all it takes is to do one mitzvah, lishma. The thing is, it's not so easy to do a mitzvah lishma, so Ribbono Shel Olam gave us many, many mitzvahs, hoping that one time, one day in life, we would do one mitzvah lishma. And through that one mitzvah lishma, one would be koine olam haba. So from here we see that the real way to experience this idea that one is surrounded in Gan Eden, a person has to do a mitzvah lishma. And that's a very big challenge. There are always ulterior motives, there are always other cheshbonos that people have. But there are times in life we do that mitzvah and we do it without any ulterior motive, and it's an unmistakable feeling and recognition and sensation that we are surrounded by the Or Makif. Says Rav Volba, this idea of Rav Chaim Volozhiner is mavuar in the famous words of Maseilas Yesharim. Take a look over here, number 29. Yesoid hachasidus v'shoiresh ha'avoida hatamimahu. Okay, we all know these words. The foundation of saintliness, the root of perfect avoida v'Hashem. Sheyizbarer v'yisames eitzel ha'adam. It has to be clear and true to a person. Ma chayvasai ba'olamai. What is your obligation in this world? That is the foundational principle. Ulamatzarech sheyasim ma'batoi u'megamasai. And what do you need to put your outlook and your focus? B'chal asher hu amel. In everything you toil, kol yimei chayav. Meaning the foundational principle in all Yiddishkeit is, what am I doing here? And the answer is, v'hine, behold, na shehayrunu chacham zechorin levrachahu, sheha'adam Loi nivra elal hisane gal Hashem. A person was only created to delight in Hashem, velehanois miziv shchinasai, and to take pleasure from the splendor of the Shechina. Now look at these words carefully. I know you know them. Get ready for this diuk. Shezehu hatainug ho'amiti. Delighting in the Shechina is the true tainug. V'ho'idun hagadol, and the greatest delight. Mikol ho'idunim, from all delights. Sheicham limatzah, you could find. So the Ramchal is saying that dveikus to the Shechina is tainug ho'amiti. It's the true tainug. And idun hagadol, the greatest delight. Says the Ramchal, umekoyim ha'idun hazeh, the place of this delight, be'emes hu ha'olam haba. Ki hu ha'nivra, because olam haba was created, b'hachana ha'mitzarachas ladavar hazeh, with the preparation that is needed for this. Asks Reb Shloimeh Volba, the Ramchal left out two words. There are two words. The Ramchal says that dveikus to the Shechina is tainug ha'amiti and idun hagadol. It is the true delight and the greatest pleasure. And then when he says where you find it, he says makom ha'idun hazeh, the place of this idun, be'emes hu olam haba, is really in the world to come. Okay, Ramchal, but you forgot to tell me where is the place of the tainug ho'amiti. The Ramchal just said that dveikus to the Shechina is tainug ho'amiti and idun agadol. But then the Ramchal tells me the makom ha'idun. Where is the makom ha'tainug? Why didn't the Ramchal say where the makom ha'tainug is? He says the makom ha'idun is olam haba. Where is the makom ha'tainug? Must be, says Reb Volba. The makom ha'idun is olam haba, but the makom ha'tainug is olam hazeh. If you want to know where you experience the tainug hashchina, that's in this world. Where in this world? That's what we just read in Reb Chaim Belozner. That when a person does a mitzvah, they're surrounded by the Or Makif, and they're metuvach ba'olam hazeh mamish. They're in Gan Eden mamish. So this concept of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and the Ruach Chaim, and the Nefesh HaChaim, is Mevuar in Mesilas Yesharim. By the way, I would add, even the Mokoyim Ho'idun is not only Olam Haba. Because the Ramchal says, U'mokoyim Ho'idun Hazeh Be'emes U'olam Haba. In truth, in principle, it's Olam Haba, but there's certainly an element of it in Olam Hazeh. Otherwise, why does Ramchal have to say Be'emes? So the makom ha'tainug is olam hazeh. The makom ha'idun is olam haba, but a little bit of bisalach in olam hazeh as well. Now let's come back to the story of Yaakov and Esav. And let's come back to the story of Yaakov and Esav. Why is it that every single day Yitzchak Avinu was brought venison and catch and barbecue from Esav? He never saw Gehenna. What did Yitzchak usually experience when Esav brought in the food? So there's a Perush on the Nefesh HaChaim called Uvacharta B'Chaim. If I'm not mistaken, it's from Rab Aaron David Goldberg, Rav Shivov tells. And he comments, based on this Nefesh HaChaim, that when Yaakov Avinu brought in the food, so, Nichnasa Imay Reach Gan Eden. Why, when Yaakov Avinu brought in the food to Yitzchak, did a Reach of Gan Eden enter together with Yaakov Avinu? The answer is, because as the Nefesh HaChaim taught us, that when a person does a mitzvah, they are mukaf be'ar makif, and they are metuvach in Gan Eden mamish, and they're situated in Olam Haba. And therefore, as Yaakov Avinu is being mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av, nichnasa imoy reach gan eden, as whenever Yaakov Avinu did a mitzvah. Marv Raboisai, that's why Yitzchak didn't really understand who Esav was. You know, because Esav always brought Yitzchak food, and he was always mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avim. And every time Esav walked into the room, Esav was surrounded with this great Ar Makif, and Yitzchak could not penetrate it and see his true essence. By the way, isn't it a Pella? Yitzchak Avinu can't understand who Esav was. I mean, the Arizal, he could look at your forehead and tell you every Maisa you ever did, and Yitzchak didn't know who Esav was. But the answer is that at the time that a person is doing a mitzvah, as the Nefesh HaChaim said, they are surrounded in an Ar Makif. They are literally in Gan Eden, and mitzvah goyreres mitzvah, and there's no Yetzirah at that point. And every time Yitzchak had an encounter with Esav, Esav was being mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av va'im, and that created this surrounding aura around Esav, and Yitzchak did not penetrate that. Yitzchak, all he saw was this great kedusha residing on Esav. But one day, Esav had a great nightmare. By the way, the Imrei Emes brings a story about the Chayz of Lublin, that they told the Chayza, we have a big problem, there's a Moiser, do us a favor, we want you to say his name, and you know, knock off the Moiser. And the Chayza says, I say his name, but I don't see that he's a Rasha. I see that great Kedusha on him. And the Chayza was told, because at that moment, this Rasha was lighting the Ner Chanukah, and at that moment, he's doing the Kaima Mitzvah, so he was encircled in an Ar Makif, and the Chayza couldn't really be oimed on the status of this Rasha. So too, on a regular, typical day, Esav HaRasha's encounter and experience with Yitzchak Avinu was through the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and therefore, since he excelled so greatly in that mitzvah, he experienced that which the Nefesh HaChaim says, that a person is makif b'kedusha v'soichech v'evrasoi v'adam metuvach bay v'hu yoyshev k'moy b'gan eden mamish makom kadosh. And that's why when Yaakov brought in the food to Yitzchak, nichnasa imoy reach gan eden. But listen to what happened over here. And this nekuda, I once heard from Rav Avram Shor, and he said it over from the Sefer Rapduni B'Tapuchim, and I didn't have it on the time. I just got the Sefer Rapduni B'Tapuchim, my good friend Rav Velvel Finkelstein, he sent it to me, but I couldn't find it, so Rav Avram Shor emailed me number 26 on the sheet. The Rapduni B'Tapuchim is the brother of Rav Asher Arieli, Rav Shlomo Arieli, and he says like this, that typically when Esav came into his father, so Yitzchak didn't experience Gehenim, Adaraba, he experienced Gan Eden. Esav was coming with the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and he was metuvach, he was encircled in the Ar Makif. But don't you remember the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel over here? Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that on that day, let's see if we could find it over here. Ve'ikev meimra min dashem minei, the word of Hashem prevented him. Tzeda dachya from catching pure catch for Yitzchak. Meaning here, look in Bereishis Rabba. In Bereishis Rabba, we find Relos of Nosh Rabbi Yossi, Amar ma'u lo yachroich lo yaruch ha'kaz bro lo ra'an. Tzeda idam rishu ben Levi. That whole day, Esav was catching one deer, and he tied it up, and the Malach untied it. He tied it up, and the Malach untied it. So Esav was having a very hard time catching any deers on that day. So says Targum Yonasan, V'ashkach kalba, he found a dog. V'katle, he shechted the dog. V'avar afu minei tavshilin, and he made a dish out of the dog. I don't know, he probably made hot dogs, right? V'aisi la'avoy, and he brought it to his father. V'amr la'avoy, yo, come avinu, I have a delicious meal. Oh, is this kibud av v'em? He's going to feed his father dogs? That's not a mitzvah. Now Esav is trying to be machshel his father. So instead of Esav being surrounded in an Ar Makif and being surrounded in the Kedusha of Gan Eden, now Esav, for the first time in his life, is sitting mamish in Gehenom. And therefore Rashi says, as Esav walks into the room, Rashi says, Vayecherad Yitzchak Charada Gedoyla. Yitzchak trembled very greatly. Says Rashi, Ra Gehenom Psucha Mitachtov. What do you mean Gehenom? Since when does Esav come in with Gehenom? The answer is, since he couldn't find the deer that Yitzchak wanted, and now he's not coming in, surrounded in the Kedusha of Olam Haba, now he's coming in Gehenom Mamish. So, Vayecherad Yitzchak Charada Gedoyla Ad Ma'od. And these are the two paths in life. Don't think that the difference between Avodas Hashem or the other path is, nah, we won't find out the difference until after 120. No. Right here in this world, at a time a person does a mitzvah, he's nislabish with an armakif, he's nislabish bekedushas Gan Eden, he's nislabish beGan Eden mamish, he's in a makom kadosh, and therefore mitzvah goyreres mitzvah, and it's an eitzah toiva and an eitzah nefla that a person has a desire to do an avera. Go quickly do a mitzvah to bring back the right seviva to be able to fight off the Yetzirah. Masha'in came when a person does an Avera. It's not that there's a Gehenom waiting. He is immediately clings to a Koyach HaTumah and he is Gehenom Mamish in this world. This is what the Mesil Sisharim tells us. The Makoim Ha'idun is Be'emes in Olam Haba. But the Makoim HaTainug, what about the Makoim HaTainug? That says Rav Volba, the Mesilas Yesharim is saying the Makoim HaTainug is right down here in Olam Hazeh. And Rav Volba says that one of the reasons that we don't always feel it, or we're not always fully in touch with it, is because to be able to be Gan Eden Mamish, the mitzvah has to be done Lashma. But it's important for us to recognize that the aura of Gan Eden is available here, Ba'olam Hazeh. It's available right now through Asiyas HaMitzvahs. And Rav Volba says that there are three particular mitzvahs that are more conducive for a person to feel and experience this Gan Eden Mamish. He says, first of all, Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, which is called Shashuim, Ve'eyeh Shashuim Yoim Yoim. This Shashuim is no question, says Rav Volba, the Tainug of that Rav Chaim Volozhiner is talking about, that a person is Gan Eden Mamish. Rav Volba says that at a time of Tefillah, when a person blocks out of their mind and their focus the Tanuge Olam Hazeh and the Hanos Olam Hazeh and their Mestakel Klape Mala, at that moment a person is able to be enveloped in this Ar Makif and be Metuvach in Megan Eden Mamish. And the Mitzvah of Shabbos, which we know on Shabbos a person has an Neshama Yisera, which not only allows a person to eat more, but it enhances and it expands a person's ability to perceive the connection to the Kedusha of Olam Haba. So this is what we learn from Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov comes in, he comes in Beruach Gan Eden. When Esav comes in on that fateful day, Yitzchak Avinu saw Gehenom Sucha Tachtav. This was not a one-time phenomenon. This is what occurs every time a person does a mitzvah, and every time a person does an avera. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all siyata d'shmaya, to be mekayim mitzvahs l'shma, so we should be zoiche to experience this Gan Eden mamish ba'olam hazeh, and we should be zoiche l'mois HaMashiach u'l'chai olam haba. Thank you very much, and look forward to the next shir at this time, 11:40. Wishing everybody bracha v'atzlacha, shkoyach.
Yeah,
Baruch Tia.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.